Now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. John Redmond angrily announced that he would not exercise his right to publish one issue of Henry Foster's newspaper, The Sentinel. Henry and his daughter, Mary Foster Lord, are very much relieved, but they're also mystified by Redmond's actions. They suspect that Edna Darby, wealthy friend of Mary, may have influenced Redmond in some way. As Mary says to her father,
I just don't understand it, Dad. It isn't like Redmond to pass up a chance to hurt you.
I know. No question about that.
Well, what do you suppose she could have said to him?
You know just as much about it as I do, Mary. Which is nothing to... Well, say, here comes Amelia hot-footing it right for the office.
Uh-oh, when she hurries that way, she's either heard some exciting gossip or she has some important news.
More than likely, it's gossip.
Gracious, Mrs. Foster, I'm so excited and tickled I don't know what to do. Honest, you should have heard her. I've never heard anything like it in my life. Oh, wasn't she wonderful, though? She just sat there.
All right. Now, just hold your horses a minute, Amelia, till you can get squared away and start at the beginning. And ain't you going to say hello to Mary?
Oh, yes, of course. Excuse me, Mary. I declare I didn't notice you. I was thinking so hard of what I'd heard.
That's all right, Amelia. I could tell. Go on with what you were saying.
Well, now, where'd I leave off? Oh, yes. She just sat there and she told you...
Who sat where?
Well, she sat in the chair.
Yes, of course, I know that. But who are you talking about? You ain't told us yet. We ain't mind readers.
Oh, ain't I told you? Oh, I thought I had. Mrs. Darby sat there just as calm as a cucumber, and the madder he'd get, the calmer she'd get. it was just delicious.
I'll bet, Claus, if we could only find out who she was talking to.
Why, John Redmond.
Oh.
I thought so. Now, where were they, Amelia? In Redmond's office?
Yes.
Now, we're getting somewhere. But how did you happen to be there?
I wasn't.
But you just told us you heard Mrs. Darby.
It must be Amelia imagined all this.
No, I didn't imagine a thing, Mr. Foster. If you just give me time, I tell you. I was just walking past John Redmond's office window, and the window was open. And you know, his office is on the street floor. And I heard Redmond sing out, I won't do it, Mrs. Darby. And she said, oh, yes, you will, too. So I stopped short, and I kind of flattened myself up against the building and listened. Oh, say.
Go on.
Oh, gee. Redmond said that he was going to send a crew of his men over here to run the Sentinel. And Mrs. Darby said, no, he wasn't either. And then he began to holler, and she couldn't stop him. Oh, I tell you, he was fit to be tied. And he hollered some more, and she waited till he was all through. And then, quiet-like, she pointed out that she held the controlling interest in several business firms here that made up Redmond's main advertisers in the Enquirer, and that it wouldn't take too much effort on her part to get those firms to withdraw their advertising.
Oh, Edna said that to him?
Mm-hmm. Just as sure as I'm sitting here, she did, Mr. Foster.
Oh, I can just picture how she'd handle that situation. I imagine that stopped him, huh?
Oh, stop him? Well, I guess it did, after he saw she meant it. He kept on fuming for a minute, and then he changed his tone.
I swear I never heard the beat of that. Edna walking over there to Redmond's office and...
Isn't it priceless, though? Oh, she's a marvel, that woman.
Walking into his office and telling him what's what. Beard in the lion in his den.
I can understand now why he was so mad when he called you Dad.
Yes, and under the circumstances, I can't blame him. Might. That's what you call putting the pressure right on. Well, sir, I'm glad you told us, Amelia. I don't know when I've had anything strike me as funny as that. That ought to make you change your mind about moving away from here, Mary. Gracious, I got to go out in the shop and tell Tom Daggett about that right now.
What was that he said? Change your mind about moving away from here. Where are you going, Mary?
Oh, into a place of my own when I can find a place.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I never. Well, what's the matter? You had a row with your father?
Oh, no, Amelia. It's just that, well, anybody wants a home of their own, and I'm no exception.
Something must have happened, or else you've just gone plain crazy, Mary. Why, this is one of the nicest homes in the whole town.
I know.
What about your father? Who's going to look after him if you leave?
Oh, Amelia, I'm not planning to leave Valley Springs. My goodness, I'll be over here frequently. And then, of course, Sandra will be here right along.
Sandra? Huh. I must say she's the last person I'd pick out to look after my father and see that he got good meals on time and tend to the housekeeping.
Oh, Sandra's more capable than you think, Amelia.
Yeah, but she ain't that capable. Besides, she's got that hat shop to run. So what time will she have for the house?
I don't think you need to worry about it, Amelia. Dad will be taken care of.
Of course, it ain't any of my business, I know, but... You know, Mary, you'd ought to have a husband.
Oh, dear. Have you and Edna Darby had your heads together?
No. Why, is that what she said?
The very same thing. In fact, for a minute, I thought she was going to go out and find one for me herself. She was so emphatic about it.
Good for Mrs. Darby. A woman ought to have a husband, especially when she's your age. Why, I'm even thinking of having a husband myself again, even at my age. They're handy to have around to chop the kindling wood and keep the clock wound, put out the cat at night.
Now, there's what I'd call a practical woman. Why don't you go and find yourself a husband?
Mm-hmm. I really am thinking of it. You know, Mary, I've been kind of expecting Tom Daggett would speak his mind. Because he looks at me dreamy-like every now and then.
Has he written you any more poetry lately?
No. No, he ain't. He's sort of giving that up, I guess. But that don't mean all romance has gone from his soul. I don't think so. I honestly think that he's going to speak up soon, but if he don't, I wouldn't be surprised. But what, I dropped him a hint.
Well, that might be a good idea, Amelia, if you want to marry him.
Say, didn't you tell me a hint before you told me? Well, yes, I guess perhaps I did. Let me think now. Yeah, that's right, I remember now. I wouldn't want this to go any further, Mary.
Oh, certainly not.
But I waited for a long time for Muzzy to propose, and when he didn't, I thought I would give him a hint. So I went to him, and I says, Muzzy, I says, let's you and I get married.
Uh-huh.
I suppose you might call that a fairly broad hint, mightn't you?
Yes, I almost think you might, Amelia. Well, at least putting it that way shouldn't leave the man in any doubt as to what you mean.
I don't want him to be in any doubt. Oh, here I am talking about myself when I started out talking about you.
Oh, come in.
Private discussion?
No, indeed, Fred. Come on in. Amelia and I are just talking.
Yeah, speculating. How are you, Fred?
Oh, all right, I guess, Amelia. I thought I'd call Mary to find out if you want to take that job back in my office.
Well, I was going to phone you about that a bit later on, Fred. Yes, I do want the job. Just as soon as I can find someone to stay with the children.
Oh, that sure sounds good to me.
If you give me a few days more to look around...
Take all the time you want, Mary. As long as I know you're definitely coming back. Well, I'll be going back to the office now.
Oh, please don't hurry.
Well, I'm a working man, you know. I have to keep my eye on those dollars and cents.
You driving down the street, Fred?
Yeah, you want a lift?
I wouldn't mind a bit. I got some more news to collect, so I may as well go along with you.
Oh, so you're both deserting me at once, huh?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe Fred and I'll elope.
Oh, you better watch out for us, Fred.
I've always had a secret passion for Amelia. Now I can tell all.
I'll see you later, Mary.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Mary. Oh, she's quite a girl, isn't she, Amelia?
I guess she is. There's only one Mary Foster in this whole world. And the man that gets her, Fred, is going to be a mighty lucky man.
As if you had to tell me that. I've had that knowledge for years and years. Well, I better get in first, Amelia.
All right.
Now you hop in, huh?
Okay. Yep. Mighty lucky.
If I hadn't been a fool and kicked away my chance, Mary would have been my wife now.
Well, now, I don't believe you kicked away your chance.
Oh, come, Amelia. There's no doubt of it in my mind.
No, honest, I don't think you have. I'd say instead that you was more on probation, sort of, with Mary than anything else. I believe she's still awful fond of you, down deep, but she just wants to be sure that you ain't going to have any more of those jealous spells
yeah.
of yours.
Well, what about Doc Nelson?
Well, what about him?
He's in the picture, too. You can't tell me he isn't.
What do you mean when you say in the picture?
Mary's getting to like him pretty well. Too well to suit me. And there's no question as to how he feels about her. He's crazy about her.
It wouldn't be the first time a man's been crazy over Mary, but that don't mean she's crazy over him.
She told me she likes him.
Likes him? Yeah, of course she likes him. She probably likes a lot of other men, too, but that don't signify anything. You got to realize this, Fred, that if Mary was in love with him or had any intention of marrying him, she'd tell you so, out and out, because there ain't the least bit of deceitfulness whatever about Mary.
Oh, I know that.
Well, then use your common sense. Another thing, we was joking a few minutes ago about eloping. Now, maybe if you was to make arrangements with the minister and then carry Mary away before...
Amelia, for Pete's sake, what are you talking about?
Women's minds have been made up that way by an elopement they hadn't expected. You think that over, Fred, because it might work.
So Mary is going back to work for Fred Hunt. Whether or not he decides to take Amelia's suggestion and try to elope with her, these two are going to be seeing a lot of each other, and almost anything may happen. Don't miss the next thrilling chapter of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. Are you looking for a thirst-quenching refreshment these summer days? Well, then you're looking for Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea, because Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea gives you glass after glass of real refreshment. And no wonder. This secret blend of Ceylon and India teas is just what its name tells you. A tea that is blended for the sole purpose of making extra good iced tea. Yes, ma'am, Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea gives you iced tea you've always wanted. It keeps its full-bodied flavor, that wonderful tea flavor, after icing. And not only that, Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea retains its deep, rich, inviting color after icing, too. Watch glass after glass come back for a refill when you treat your family and guests to Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea. And a half-pound package, 132 tall, tinkling glasses, costs only 35 cents. That's only a quarter of a cent for each glassful of thirst-quenching goodness. Get Kroger's Special Blend for iced tea. Now here is your local announcer.